Yeah, I think we're quite relieved, to be honest, too, that the post-marking adjustment will apply again this year. And while it's, I suppose, 7 days, later than normal to have the results, still welcome that it is a little bit earlier. It does take a while for the exams to apply the post-marking adjustment, so I suppose that's why there is a slight delay.
And this, according to Norma Foley, is the final cohort of students that wouldn't have taken a traditional junior cert exam now that will be doing their leaving cert this year. You feel it's still fair for them to have slight grade inflation on account of that?
Yes, because there was a grade inflation of around 7%, so it has to be tapered off. I suppose to come in line with the point system as well. And that's a gradual process that was inevitable after the grade inflation, after the 2 years we had of predicted grades by schools.
And with that grade inflation, I suppose the problem on the other end is you have inflated points. And I know that universities and third level institutions can counter that out by putting the points up for their, putting the entry level points required for their courses up at the other end. But what do you think, is there a long term solution needed here, or will this balance itself out in the end?
I think it will. It just takes time, like everything. If there's inflation, it takes a while for that, then the other side of it to come back down, and then that has a knock-on effect on the point system. I'm sure that they have that well worked out, and it will take a while, and they did indicate that a good few years ago that that would take a few years to taper off.
Do you think then, with this all in mind, Kate, are the Leaving Cert students of 2024, are there going to be any unfair disadvantages for them that classes of previous years won't have faced, or do you think they're on a relatively even landscape now?
I think it's quite a fair approach this year. They have the extra questions in their papers. They also have the post-marking adjustment, and I think it's been very much evened out for them.
And I suppose those extra adjustments, it's going to provide some relief to students that probably would have been worrying that the work they put in this year might not have reflected what they would have been able to do with the disruption they had during the pandemic in their preparation if they didn't have that grade inflation.
Yes, a lot of this year's Leaving Cert students have actually never set a state exam, so that obviously has a knock-on effect as well. Not the fact they missed between some of them 6 and 9 months of formal education within an actual school building, and then we had the masks. That all has a knock-on effect on the learning and the teaching in any school. So I think it's only fair that they have, the extra provision that was provided last April by Norma Foley on the papers, as well as the post-marking adjustment.
I suppose just finally on that, look, Leaving Cert exams and going down the home straight, especially that we are now well after Christmas, it's a stressful time of the year. It's a time where if you don't mind yourself, your mental health can be affected. To have that reassurance is surely going to be a help.
It certainly will. But at the end of the day, I suppose they have to be well prepared for their exams, and their teachers are doing that. And it's important the students themselves pace themselves in the next 7 to 8 weeks towards the exam, and, to break up their study and do it week by week, not to leave it to the last minute. And I suppose the reassurance there is a post-marking adjustment, will, I suppose, in some way give them something to fall back a little bit on for the long term, really, and for their points.